Poll: Texas Governor Greg Abbott leaves Democrat Beto O'Rourke. By Hannah Blow on May 16, 2022. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., leads Democrat challenger Beto O'Rourke in the Lone Star State. A Dallas Morning News University of Texas at Tyler poll released Sunday found. Overall, 56% of Texas voters said the country is headed in the wrong direction. And a plurality, 48%, blamed President Joe Biden and Congress for inflation and the higher cost of living in their state. That does not bode well for O'Rourke, as his party has complete control in Washington and he also supports the same types of actions and policies taken by Democrat officials. While Abbott has a slightly better approval than O'Rourke, 46% approve of the governor while 44% report an at least somewhat favorable impression of the O'Rourke, voters are still choosing Abbott in the race. He leads the pack with 46% support, followed by O'Rourke with 39%. Third-party candidates failed to garner double-digit support, as Texans tend to support some of Abbott's most recent headliner moves. Also, 55% of Texans approve of Abbott's decision to spend billions of state dollars to deploy soldiers and police at the border. And 51% favor his recent move to provide bus rides for migrants to Washington, D.C. Nearly two-thirds of state voters support the federal public health order that closes U.S. borders to immigrants without visas, known as Title 42. What is more, those who say they will vote for Abbott remain solid on their decision, as 71% said they are certain and another 17% said they probably will not change their mind. Just 11% said they could change their mind on the Republican. O'Rourke's numbers are not as solid, as 46% said they are certain they will vote for him and 22% said they will probably not change their mind. Over one quarter, 28%, said they could change their mind on the Democrat. The survey, taken May 2 to 10, 2022, among 1,232 registered voters, has a +2.8% margin of error. In recent weeks, O'Rourke has accused the governor of pursuing a war on women while also criticizing him for protecting children from transgender procedures. During an appearance on MSNBC this month, O'Rourke labeled Texas as a laboratory for extremism when it comes to voter suppression as well as permitless carry and now ending the right to privacy, abortion, starting from conception.